Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. So recently, I don't know if it's the global economy or if it's the violence in the world, I don't know what it is, but a lot of people have been writing me and calling me, telling me how powerless they feel, and asking me if there's anything they can do about it. And I always say to people, sure, there's a way you can increase your personal power, feel more powerful. Use the power that you've got. Use it. Most people completely neglect and deny the incredible power that's already in us. Now that we have the microscopes that can really look down to the cellular level, to the molecular level, to the genetic level, what they see is that the power that holds our cells together is actually illuminated. It's actually light, some inexplicable force that keeps our cells together, that keeps us basically from falling apart. What I think is so interesting is the same power that keeps us together, that is inside of us, is inside of everything. It's the same power that keeps the planets revolving around the sun. It's the same power that takes an acorn and makes it into an oak tree. It's the same power that takes a little caterpillar, breaks it down into a cosmic goo, and reforms it as one of the most beautiful things on the planet, a monarch butterfly. That exact same power, not something similar to it, but that exact same power is already inside of you. It is the same power that casts out darkness. Remember that light casts out darkness. When light and darkness meet, when they are in the same place, darkness loses. Light casts out the darkness. The same way, by the way, that in the laboratory, positive energy cancels out negative energy. When negative energy and positive energy meet, the negative energy takes on a positive charge. That's the power that's already inside of you. It's just that most people don't ever use it. They don't think of it as real power. I mean, moving mountains? You think that's a big deal? The power that's inside of you enables you to extend kindness to the wretched. It enables you to forgive people who are considered unforgivable. The power that's inside of you is the power to give hope to the desperate who have lost hope. The power that's inside of you is the power to make someone who feels invisible feel appreciated. That's the power that's inside of you. That's the light that's inside of you. The power that's inside of you is the power to make someone who feels lost feel found. You want to talk about power? Moving mountains, schmoving mountains. Connect with the power that's inside of you. Because when you do that, you shine that light. You connect with people. You appreciate the unappreciated. You extend kindness to the ones who need it. You see the invisible people. You will be able to defy the laws of physics. You will be able to defy gravity. Because when you're in that state, nothing can bring you down. For more Something to Think About, visit www.powerdiversity.com, where you'll find audios and videos and lots of tools, tricks, and tips to help you deal with difficult people, communicate more effectively, and of course, slay the energy vampires in your life. Again, this is Dan O'Connor giving you Something to Think About.